we're here at Comic-Con in Phoenix, and you're part of Justice League Arizona.
That's correct.
Now, what exactly is Justice League Arizona?
Justice League Arizona is an organized group of dedicated costumers that use the iconic costumes and characters of the DC Universe to bring attention to causes and various charities, as well as have just kind of just straight up fun. It helps bring together the DC costumers under a collective identity and in which to operate, and people can send us requests for events and charity appearances, etc. We do things like this at cons because, honestly, this is where most of us met. We met at Phoenix Comic Con and at Tucson Comic Con, and kind of all became kindred spirits, and as a result, the league has grown by leaps and bounds, and now we get requests to, you know, make appearances at hospitals for children and visit, bring them Superman and Batman, and that's what it's all about for us.
So anybody could call you up and say, hey, I'm having this charity event and we want some superheroes.
They could, absolutely.
So you're not like wandering the streets looking for bad guys.
No, we're not. No, we're not. We're not trying to do the Phoenix Jones route. And no, we're just costumers. We're not looking to fight anybody, fight crime per se. You know, but then again, if we can help by bringing awareness towards particular charity or cause by using the costumes that exist, the characters, we'd be happy to do that.
So what character do you portray?
I do a couple. I do a Gotham City Police Department officer, and I also do a kind of obscure character in the DC Universe named Dr. Fate. He's had a lot of cartoon exposure recently, but he wears a big golden helmet, and that's the source of his power. And he's always been a childhood favorite of mine.
No, so my brother, Jeff, is a much better, has more knowledge of all these universes than I do. And I've never heard of the character. So
right.
What's the backstory?
Basically, he is what's called an Eternal Lord of Order, where the mystical Egyptian gods put their power into several objects, and one of them was a golden helmet. And whoever dons the helmet gains the power of Nabu, which was the Egyptian god imbued in this helmet, to maintain order in the universe and therefore fight the mystical forces of evil.
So who would be I know Nabu, mm-hmm. An old Egyptian god. Who would be some of the characters that he would engage?
He is the premier mystical force in the DC universe. So really, he is the there's none higher and more powerful. So if there's any ever magical threat in the DC universe, then he is the go-to guy to take care of that particular problem.
So, like, if I'm looking at Flash, I'm looking at Wonder Woman, and Batman's over there. So anybody can say, hey, we need your help over here.
Pretty much. And the great thing about it is unlike a lot of other characters that got their superpowers through certain means and then they can't get rid of them, unlike Dr. Fate, can be anybody. It's whoever puts on the helmet. Anybody can be Dr. Fate.
So have there been several different people?
Oh, numerous. Numerous.
Wow.
Yeah. Just in the recent cartoon, three or four of the Teen Titans have actually put on the helmet as their secret weapon to win their battle.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So that's what I like about it. It can be an average guy that gains his power, and anybody can be the hero.
So being a superhero is pretty cool, putting the costume on and getting to interact with a lot of people, like-minded folks and kids and all that kind of stuff. So what do you do for a day job?
I'm actually a Tucson police officer.
And do you wear your costume on duty?
No, I don't. Or at least I don't tell anybody it's under the uniform.
Do you feel like you should sometimes?
No, not really. I may not be taking it as seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
But, maybe if I was Batman, nobody would want to mess with Batman, you know.
That's true, man.
But no, not Dr. Fate. So, a little too bright and colorful.
Yeah, well, they might think you're a pinata or something.
Yeah, exactly. They want to see if that helmet rings like a bell.
All right, cool. Anything else you want to talk about this, the group or the stuff you do? Or?
So the Justice League Arizona, anybody can join. We accept members based on their costume. They just go to our Facebook page. The instructions for applying are there. They send us pictures. We have the goal is to bring the legends to life. And to do that, we have an approval process, which is very easy, but we just want to make sure that it's a much higher quality costume than, say, just store-bought. You know, something so, someone
somebody's
really,
taking some time and effort.
Yeah, they want to look real. They want to look like they stepped off of the comic page into real life, like these heroes that are here now, like The Flash, like Commissioner Gordon and Batman. You know, they look like they stepped out of the movie screen or off the page. And that's what the kids gravitate towards. When we do a hospital visit and they don't ever, ever ask Superman what his real name is and what his day job is. Because he looks so good, they think they believe Superman has come to visit them, and that's what it's all about.
That's great. That's great. So there's only one woman. Like, if there's already a Wonder Woman, you can't have another one?
No, absolutely not. We have many Wonder Women.
Okay.
And we would be more than happy to have more than one of the same, and it actually really helps when we have multiple events throughout the year.
That's right.
So one person doesn't get burned out. And the great thing about comics is the costume changes almost with artists. So you can actually be the same character and have a slight difference if you want to be different. Or you can be the exact same. We'd be happy as long as as long as the quality of the costume is there.
Sweet. Excellent. Well, thanks. Is there anybody else from Tucson in this group here?
That are not here at the moment. They're actually kind of roaming around.
That's right.
But
that's right.
Yes, we have several here from Tucson, but they're just not standing here at the moment.
And you guys are all over the state.
Yeah, all over the state. Flagstaff, Yuma, Sierra Vista. We've got several members that are in the military that are at the base in Fort Huachuca. And you know, Mesa, Tempe, Phoenix. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. All right, cool, thanks.